there. It's Amy Schmidt, your host of the Fearlessly Facing 50 and Beyond podcast. I am so happy that you have chosen to spend time with me. As a reinvention confidence expert, along with a storyteller, I've shared quite a few things along this journey. But what I've found is the most important info to share are stories. Stories of amazing people, ordinary people, extraordinary people doing things that are going to inspire you to action. So come and join me in this space because you're going to be inspired. Let's get started. It's our time. Hey there, it's Amy Schmidt and welcome to this episode. I'm so happy that you've joined with us today. And it's going to be a fantastic conversation, really fantastic conversation, and no better way to kick off midweek hump day than with some energy to get moving, to get fired up. First of all, before we even start with an intro today, I want you to go ahead and follow my guest. I've got my Mimi Eisen today on the show from Hey Middle Age. If you haven't followed her, I want you to do that now. Before you even listen to her story, go ahead and follow her on Instagram. She's got 113,000 followers. She's probably even got more than that at this point, but she's amazing. And today we really break down what it's like to put yourself out there, what fears she had that have kind of, you know, and kind of been an obstacle for her along the way, and how she's overcome those, and why moving and dancing is bringing her joy, and in return, bringing joy to so many other people. So go ahead and check that out. You're going to enjoy this interview. And I also wanted to let you know that I want to challenge you with something. If you listened to last week's episode that I record, every interview that I do and that I've done over the last 4 years, the thousands of people that I've interviewed, I ask them this question. And that is, what is the advice you'd give your younger self? I frame it like this. If you're sitting on the couch with your 30-year-old self sitting next to you, what advice would you give her? I want you to think about that. This is going to be a really, really fun project, a fun campaign you can be a part of, which is so amazing. Your story, your advice might be shared with the world as part of this campaign. So I want you to think about that this week and think about what advice you would give your younger self. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, take a listen because it's a compilation of many of the interviews I've done over the years. And I think it's a goosebump episode. It brings me tears when I listen to it. It makes me laugh, but it's so insightful. And it really is information that needs to be shared. So go ahead and take a listen to that. And now I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy, or better yet, get up, move around, and dance with my incredible guest, Mimi Eisen from Hey Middle Age. Well, welcome to the show today. I'm excited about this interview. You know, I start out everything saying I'm excited about this interview, but this I truly am excited about. Today I have on a woman that has inspired me by not knowing her personally, but watching her kind of evolve through her social media, following her, reading some of her blog posts. And now I've gotten to know her just before this interview, and I can tell already you're going to love her. So Mimi Eisen, welcome to the podcast. I'm excited to have you here.
Thank you so much, Amy. I'm really thrilled to be here with you.
You've been doing a lot lately. You're a busy girl.
It's been a year.
Yes. It's been a year.
Yeah. Surprises and opportunities. It's been really interesting.
Isn't that awesome? I'm proud of you. I think it's amazing. You know, at so many times in our life and in our journey as women, there's times when we hit stumbling blocks and we think, what's this look like? What does this look like for me? Can I continue to go? Some of those things set in, fear, uncertainty, those things. So I would love to dig in a little bit just about your story and your background. So before we dig into Hey Middle Age and kind of what you do and who you are, give us a little 30-second download on kind of your journey to this point.
Well, I like to say that I've done a lot of things so-called late, and I know that's all relative. So, you know, coming out of college, honestly, I didn't get a great job coming out of college. And so I was sort of a little bit rudderless for a while. And I fell into a few things, you know, some of them just because, oh, my husband was doing this and my husband was doing that. I kind of followed him along. I had my daughter when I was 36. I started adult ballet when I was 40. I had my first so-called career job when I was in my mid-40s. And I started boxing when I was 50, and I started, you know, kind of jumping into social media and this blog in my late 50s. So it's interesting. I've never thought of age as being a barrier to doing anything. Anytime I wanted to do something, I never thought, oh, I'm too old for that. And I know that's a really common feeling for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of the reason I put myself out there. It's not always comfortable for me. It was not easy to do in the beginning at all. I had a lot of fear and a lot of doubts, but it's kind of my mission just to show people that these, you know, ageist beliefs and expectations are mostly garbage, really.
Right. Exactly. No, I would agree with you 100%. Take me back to, you said something about at 40, you started adult ballet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was that like? What was that feeling like? And why did you start it at 40?
Oh, it was so hard.
Yeah.
It was really, really difficult. So when I was younger, I had taken some jazz classes and just sort of dabbled in it. I'd always done, you know, some dancing, but not really, really seriously. You know, I wasn't a super, not one of those, you know, people that really dedicated dancer. Oh, I'm going to be a dancer. I wasn't that, but I always liked doing it. And I always, you know, I took classes. I was a cheerleader in high school. I took classes in college. And
you had the coordination thing down. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I do have coordination. I've always had coordination and flexibility. And then my daughter started taking ballet when she was, you know, really a little kid. And at the studio, I could see classes going on there. And I thought, oh, okay, you know what? I want to go back to jazz and I want to be better at it. I don't have a good foundation. I think I'll try ballet. I'll just do ballet to get a really good foundation. So I started a beginner's class. It was so difficult. I didn't know what I was doing. I was really self-conscious. I was the worst performer in the class. And for some reason, I know it was a challenge for me. I came back. I just came back again and again. And a lot of times I do that because I will see other people, you know, and think, okay, yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to do that. And that's what made me come back again and again. And I ended up doing it for 10 years until sort of my feet and, you know, couldn't really take it anymore. And
isn't that something? I think that's so interesting because I think a lot of listeners, you know, a lot of that will resonate with them because I think there's times when we want to try something and we think, oh, we can do it. And then we go into the parking lot and we see others walking in and we see Sally over here in a cute little outfit and we see Barb over here walking in with her friends. And all of a sudden those feelings of, oh, I don't know. And it's so easy to put that car in reverse, exit stage left and go to Starbucks instead.
Yes. The car in reverse. But I'll tell you something in my experience, because, you know, I started boxing classes when I was 50, and that's a whole nother scary story. But you go there and you open your arms, people will embrace you and they will help you and they will support you. So yeah, you walk in and you're intimidated and, you know, there's all the reasons to turn around and walk out the door. But if you go in and you're open, believe me, people will be there to help you.
Yes.
Win. They will.
I love that you say that. I do think that we thrive on community and we are nurturers by trade. You know, that's really what we do. And we nurture others. We encourage others. It's just taking that step. You know, it's just getting in that door. And for a lot of people, that can be a challenge. So I applaud you for doing that. And anybody listening, give it a try. Why not? You know, you're moving your body and that's so important.
Yeah. It will be hard, you know, and that's sort of one of the lessons I think we learn by the time you're in midlife. Things are hard.
Things are hard. You get up some mornings and you are really stiff, right? At least I am. And I read that when you said in your about page on your website, which I'll link to the episode notes, there was something in there that really struck me. And it was the fact that you said you were a little stiff, you know, and you like the binding, you said something about the binding of a book, and I'm sorry, I don't have it open in front of me, but.
Oh, as stiff as your favorite hardcover book.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was it.
I feel like that every morning. Sure.
Right. And that's how we are. But if you get moving, and I think that's such an important thing, you know, we're recording this before the end of the year. This isn't dropping until 2023, but so many women are going to set resolutions. I don't like the word resolutions. I'd rather set goals because I think they're more attainable. You know, we have something, I like that word better. But for people listening right now, if they want to get moving, how would you encourage them to start?
Oh, Well, I would say there are a couple of things, and they're not the typical things. Now, I'm not a coach, I'm not a trainer, I'm not an authority, but I know what works for me, and I get messages from people all the time, and they ask me for advice. And I would say honesty and time. And I know that doesn't sound like the typical answer. You know, I'm not going to tell you to, you know, do this or that type of fitness or eat this or that. I would never do that. But I think you really need to be honest with yourself, really honest about one, what your goals are. Because I agree with you about goals versus resolutions. And that's just not my opinion. I had just looked up a stat that 43% of people fail at their New Year's resolution by February.
Middle of February. Yeah.
They're done. They're already done. So I think you just really, really need to be honest with yourself about what it is that you want to do and understand that it is not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. And there's no one answer for you out there, especially now, the end of the year, you're going to see all kinds of messages about do these three things, eat these five things. This is the one thing you need. And I really think we're all different. And there's a lot of trial and error. You got to find out what's right for you. And it's not going to be handed to you. You got to do the work. You need to experiment a little bit. You need to, you know, get out there, try some things. So that would be the one piece of advice. The other is that works for me is to really have an earth-shaking why. Why is it that you want this thing? And for me, seeing, you know, older people in my family, seeing them lose their mobility, I'm going to work really, really hard to avoid that as much as I can. Now, obviously, you know, there's no guarantee, but why not do what you can to try to mitigate that?
Yeah. So, I love that, Mimi. I love that. And I think it's so important. I always say your why should make you cry.
Oh,
I think you should be that. Yeah. I think you should be that passionate about your why. I also think that, you know, you kind of meet at this age in my 50s as well. All of a sudden you meet at the intersection of passion and purpose.
Yeah.
And, you know, then that kind of aligns and you see how you're going to move forward. And with that why intertwined in there, and it can become quite a masterpiece.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm thinking of a why that's really kind of basic in some ways. Like 10, 20 years from now, I want to be able to travel, you know, and traveling is not comfortable. It's hard. It's hard on the body, you know.
Absolutely.
To lift my, you know, bag into the overhead and sit in a seat for many, many hours. But my real specific one is, yeah, I want to be dancing when I'm 80. And but to get really specific, I want to be able to do 8 counts of a moderate pace dance without stopping when I'm 80. Well, if I want to do that, what do I have to do now to be able to do that 20 years from now?
That's a great goal. That's a great goal.
Strong. I need to move my body. I need to be flexible. All of those things. So that's what I'm working towards. And everybody has a why. Maybe you want to be able to pick up your grandkids or future grandkids and play with them and not watch from the sidelines. I mean, you know, really, really get specific and then sort of reverse engineer what you need to do to do.
Great advice. I love that you said that.
I don't know about you, but the way I start my day is usually with a cup of coffee. And you know, I love to share brands with you of brands that I love. And I happen to really love this brand of coffee called Four Sigmatic. So wake up your mind with premium organic coffee that's really, really good for you. It isn't just a regular cup of coffee. It's actually coffee that enhances focus, boosts your mood, and even supports your immune system. So we certainly need that this time of year. So it's delicious, it's loved by thousands, and you know what? You can try it risk-free. If you don't love it, you can get your money back. So you gotta check it out, Four Sigmatic Coffee. It is the real deal. You can go to go.foursigmatic, which is foursigmatic.com/BTG, and you get 30% off. That's a pretty good deal. So start your day with a Four Sigmatic cup of coffee.
So for those that are listening, this is Mimi Eisen, and she's with Hey Middle Age. And I'm going to tag everything in the episode notes. You can go to her social media and watch her with these incredible dances that she does. There are other people's dances, but she dances. We're going to talk about that. But one thing you just said brings me to my mother-in-law, because my mother-in-law's in her 80s. And when I first had Hannah, so Hannah's 25, in 1997, I remember her pulling me aside and saying, I always want to be that grandma that can get down on the floor and back up. And you know what? She is darn close to still being able to do that. I think she actually could if she really was on the floor. They're so big now, you don't have to. But, you know, and that really resonates, because somebody listening, if you want to get on the floor with your grandchildren or you want to pick them up, you have to be strong, and you've got to set attainable goals and have your why be aligned with that, just like Mimi just said. So thanks for sharing that. That's great, great advice.
Yeah. And then you might want, you know, even getting down on the floor and getting up from the floor. For a lot of people, that's a really difficult thing to do.
Why does that get so darn hard as we get old? Older.
Well, we don't do that. We don't sit on the floor.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And if, you know, the things you don't do, they start to go away.
So my husband and I had Indian food a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we, you know, we're empty nesters, so we can eat wherever the heck we want. We decided to eat on the floor in front of the TV in the living room. And we both kind of looked at each other like, okay, like we can get down and get back up. And it's something that we're going to incorporate into both of us are, in, you know, our movers. We like to move our bodies and we want to keep those joints limber and lubricated and all of that. So it's important. But little things like that, you can start doing in the new year. And you yeah. know, those little things become bigger things.
It's actually called the sitting rising test, you know, sitting down on the ground and getting back up. And depending on how much support you need, it's supposed to tell you something about your health. You know,
yeah, I've read that. I want you to take me back to the first video that you posted on Instagram with the dance.
Ooh.
And yeah, I mean, think back to that time when you decided, okay, I'm going to do this. Yeah. I want to share before you answer that, so you can think about it a minute, is, you know, when I launched my podcast, and this is something that I'd done before as a journalist and things like that, but I didn't know how to do a podcast. Mimi, I was so ready. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going for it. Like the sky's the limit, whatever. So I go ahead and I record the first episode of Fearlessly Facing 50. And all of a sudden at the end of it, I did a little dance. I'm like, okay, this is so easy. Like, this is great. I got this. I forgot to push record. So I share that story often because I want people to realize that, you know, it happens. Stuff happens, you know, that self-doubt sets in and all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, Amy, what are you thinking? Like, you can do this. You can't even push record. But you know what? I did it again and it worked out and it was just fine. But take me back to that moment when you had to create that first dance, when you pushed record and then you pushed post.
Yeah, well, you know, I started the account, I think it was January 2021. And I didn't do another post until December of that year, because it was just not easy for me to put myself out there. So I had started this blog. It was, you know, it took a really long time to get off the ground. Again, fear set in, all the doubt, all the voices telling me, what are you doing? This is stupid. No one's going to want to read this. You have nothing good to say. All of those things. And just sort of pushed through, kind of hobbled it together. And so when I thought, okay, well, now I started this blog, let's just get on Instagram. Let me take some of the information that I had written and just kind of parse it out into these little posts. So I started to do that. And then along the way, you know, you're just looking around and seeing what's out there. It's like, oh, Reel remixes. Okay, that looks interesting. So a Reel is a video on Instagram, and a remix is when you can put yourself side by side with someone who had already recorded something. Now, sometimes people do it to react to what the person's doing, but it's very common for people to dance along with somebody in the video they created. So I started, I feel like the first one might have been Lisa Liu Fitness. She's this really energetic trainer on Instagram. She's fantastic. And she had this little dance, and my husband and I were out of town on this trip, and I was in the hotel room, and I thought, well, there's room in here. Let's just try it.
Let's do it.
Let's just try it. And so I did it. It was fun. I pushed post and just that was that. That was the first one. And then I thought, okay, I did that. I can do it again. So I did it again and again. And the interesting thing is I must have picked a couple of them that happened to be trending in the moment. There's no plan here. And I started to get this really massive surge on Instagram.
Yeah.
A lot of activity, a lot of followers. And so, you know, just a few months after I started posting regularly, I had gained tens of thousands of followers.
Isn't that amazing?
A few months later, I had what I call another surge. Again, I must have just happened to have, you know, chosen, I don't know, the thing that was just
happening. It's your time, Amy. It's your time. I love it.
Started to surge again. Again, no plan, no strategy. I don't know. Just did one by one and kept putting things out there. And it's been really fun. I have to say it's been fun.
It's been fun and inspirational because people are watching you and saying, hey, she's 58. She's 59. That's incredible. Yeah. Like, look how she moves. It's awesome. I love watching it. It brings me joy to watch it.
Thank you. But you know, I do purposely put my age out there because I found that people are reacting around my age. It's like, wow. And so, yeah, I want to say very openly what my age is so that people can see that 59 may not be what you believe it is because we have a lot of ageist stereotypes, you know, and generalizations around people over 50 and even over 40. I mean, it's really nuts, really. And so I have to say, it's been really fantastic. And I get messages and comments from people who say, wow, you know what? I started walking because I saw a video. I haven't danced since I was 10. You know what? I'm going to take a dance class. Wow. You know what? I'm going to start to use weights. And one of my favorites was from someone who said, you know what? I'm not afraid of getting old because of you.
Oh, that just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
And that's, you're touching the hearts of people. Your, you know, your why has aligned in such a way that you're inspiring. And that's what we need. We need messaging like that. We need to see somebody like you doing that, that all of a sudden at the end of the day, you've encouraged somebody to move their body, to live fuller. That's fabulous.
Yeah. But in particular for people over 50, we need to be seeing a lot more representation. As people over 50 actually become more different from each other, you know, than we were when we were younger. And I hear people sort of use self-directed ageism against themselves, which is very common, I just really want people to question that when you put things on age as a default, you know, and really stop and ask yourself, is that true?
Exactly. Exactly. Great point.
Because most of the time it's not.
It's not. Yep. I would agree.
Who wants to double their confidence? You've heard me say it many times. Confidence is a muscle. It needs to be stretched and flexed and worked because as we age, our confidence, it ebbs and flows. Well, I am so excited, and I know you've heard about it before, but Kristen Cofield, my partner at Better Than Gossip, who is a culinary disruptor, she is a wellness expert, and I have partnered. And I talk about the mindset part of confidence, overcoming your fears, stepping into your power, telling your story. And Kristen talks about the wellness aspects of confidence, hydration, sleep, nutrition, the things we need, the combination we need that makes us limitless, unstoppable. And we have a course for you. And the important thing about that course and the exciting thing about that course is that you can become an affiliate. You can make a little money with the Mind and Body Confidence course as an ambassador, an affiliate for the course. So that means you take the course. And then what do we do as women? We share. Something we love, we share. You can share the course with others. You can be a teacher, a role model, a disruptor around confidence. So check it out, Mind and Body Confidence. You can go to betterthangossip.com. You can purchase the course there for $197. It's a 14-day course that will change your life. It's evergreen, so you can use it over and over and over again. Otherwise, you can go to fearlesslyfacing50.com, 50 spelled out. It's available there as well. So check it out. Come and join us on this journey and double your confidence.
You know, when I look at what my mom was at 50, she was engaged and had so many friends and lived a very full life. But I am a different 50 than she was. I know that. And I'd love to ask you, because I know we both have daughters, you know, we're really, really laying the groundwork, I think, for our daughters as they age. And they're looking at us in our 50s and saying, wow, my mom can do that. And she's active and she's this. So I really think, you know, what has your daughter thought about this? Has she ever just said, wow, that's pretty cool, mom?
Oh, she's my total touchstone. You know, she's the one who designed my website. She's the one I go to for advice. If I want to post something, I just do it. I'm okay with it. I do it. I don't need somebody to kind of, you know, validate it or anything.
Right. But exactly. Once in a
while, you know, I'll ask her, what do you think? And she's on social media way less than I am.
Like, isn't that funny? Yeah. I would say my daughter is as well. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We're a pretty active family overall. We all are very, you know, we all have kind of our own activities that we really, really like. And I think in some ways, you know, she's definitely seen my husband and I as examples.
Yeah. And it's great because social media, we need to keep up on social media. You know, we can't become tech dinosaurs. We can't. We have to be able to, you know, grow and learn along with all of these different things that social media brings. I mean, there certainly are aspects of it that can be very daunting. And I know there's mental health issues around, you know, certain age groups and things with social media. But what you're doing is, you know, shining a light on an age that so often is dimmed and shining a light in such a positive way. It shows us that we need to be engaged like that. We need to continue that.
Yeah, that's such a good point, Amy, because yes, there are a lot of, most of the news about social media is negative. It's really terrible. And yes, there's a lot of consequences around social media that are problematic for sure. My experience has been really, really positive, you know, up to now. And it's been fun. And I wouldn't do it if it was, you know.
Exactly. But exactly. Right.
I mean, the world is only going to become more digital.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to keep up. Yeah.
You need to keep up. I agree with that.
It's important. Last two things I'm going to ask you. One is, you know, I talk a lot about pillars in my life, those people that really boost me up and hold me up when I really need it. And as women of a certain age, friendships change, they evolve, some bloom, some may go aside a little bit, they evolve. And I'm curious about you with one, because you put yourself out there in such a way that can be intimidating for some, I think. You know, are there some pillars in your life that really, twofold question, are there some pillars in your life that really support you and hold you up? And two, were there some friends that kind of were like, oh, Mimi, come on, why are you doing this?
Not really, you know, but I have to say that at my age, I lean in more and more to female friends, to friends. I think they become more and more important. And it's not easy to make new friends at most ages, I think.
Right. Yeah.
And I have made some new friends in, you know, recent years. And I think that's been a real positive. I had joined this online women's group during lockdown. Mm-hmm. And it's called Rebel. And it's for women over 40 to connect in person and also online. And at the time, everything was online.
Right.
And everyone was at home. So boy, I was on that site several days a week. And I'm still in, you know, a book club and in another group. I had a group of women. We got together for more than a year and a half. It was an ageism consciousness group.
Oh, that's fabulous. I love that organization, by the way. They're fabulous.
And so I've stayed connected with the group from there. So yeah, it's been really great. And no, you know, if I think about it, I don't think anyone sort of doubted, you know, me trying this.
Amazing. I love that.
My
friends are
super supportive. Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, it goes back to community. You know, we thrive on that. People need people. And those organizations, I encourage anybody listening, you know, reach out to those organizations in your area, in your neighborhood, in the country, because everything, you know, you can meet virtually. You can have some unexpected treasures come into your life, which I think is such a gift at this age.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, last question for you before we close out is one I ask everybody. And that is, Mimi, if you were sitting on the couch and you look over and there's Mimi at 30, what advice would you give her?
Oh, I would just tell her just, you know, don't be so afraid. Don't be so fearful. Don't try to know the outcome before you've gone through it. That kept me from doing a lot of things when I was younger, just the fear, which was, you know, tied back to perfectionism, which has just sort of been a lifelong thing I've been chipping away at. Yeah, just don't be so scared.
I like that. I think that's so true. Me too. I'm a recovering perfectionist for sure. I think a lot of people listening can relate to that. So great advice, Mimi. This was a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, thank you, Amy. This has been great.
Yeah. I love what you're doing. I'm tagging everything and linking everything to the episode notes so people can follow you and learn from you and get inspired from you, because I really wanted to have you as part of my Surround Yourself with Greatness series, because you're one of those people that I don't know personally that I have found and that really have inspired me. And you touched the heart of me in a way that was really important and I needed it. So I thank you for that.
Thank you so much, Amy. And I think my final message is, whatever you're doing, really just try to get up and get out and move, whatever that is for you. It could be, you know, as simple as a 5-minute walk. You know, move your body. Don't take her for granted. She's there for you. And let her do, you know, what she's meant to do for you.
Yes. Well said. Mimi, thank you. Cheers to 2023.
Same to you, Amy. Thank you so much.
Okay, so I hope that this episode inspired you, encouraged you, and challenged you. Because when we share our stories, they're inspiring. You know what? It's important for people to connect. Connection is key. People need people. So as you go forward this week or today, be a difference maker, be a change maker, not only in your life, but in somebody else's. Reach out with a text, an email, or a phone call. Connection is key. It builds community and it builds confidence. Go forth and be awesome, and I'll see you soon.